At one point this summer, the Denver metro area had the worst air quality of any major city in the world. After consecutive weeks of smoky skies, it seemed like bad air quality was all people wanted to talk about in Colorado. During Monday's air quality panel, the meeting host, Renee Chacon from AmeriCorps Vista, said, "While a lot of people might be noticing bad air for the first time, communities of color have been suffering for years."
Did you know that 80216 zip code in Denver is the worst polluted zip code in the United States? It is.
80216 is a neighborhood in North Denver that includes Globeville and Commerce City and is about 85% Latino. It's also home to Suncor Refinery, the state's largest point source of greenhouse gas emissions. Suncor's refinery has operated for about 90 years. It produces gas, aviation fuel, and other toxic chemicals that pollute the air and seep into the groundwater. Colorado House Representative Alex Valdez says he and his colleagues agree on one thing.
This is environmental racism. It is not a matter of chance that not only is 80216 affected with the pollution that's created by Suncor, but also the highway and then the soil. The soil in 80216 has arsenic, and there's all of these problems, and they're concentrated within this community that is predominantly people of color.
From 2017 to 2019, Suncor's equipment broke down on average once every 3 weeks. During that period, the refinery exceeded pollution limits 500 times. In 2020, as part of a $9 million settlement for this damage and attempts to downplay the severity, Suncor agreed to fund an air quality monitoring system. The system will be the first time neighbors have been able to get real-time updates on air quality. Representative Alex Valdez says it's the least the company can do.
We have to continue to look at this as a human rights issue. It's affecting people who have the least amount of resources to advocate for themselves. So we have to continue the fight, and we have to look at it like we're fighting for people's lives, because that's what we're doing.
But the pollution doesn't stop in North Denver or with Suncor. Across the state, Colorado continues to subsidize oil and gas. In recent years, fracking has caused Colorado to become one of the nation's major contributors to methane gas emissions. Kate Christensen is the oil and gas campaign coordinator for 350 Colorado. She says the state isn't holding responsible parties accountable.
What I find really frustrating about all these different processes is we've got, you know, the CDPHE, the AQCC, the COGCC, that like all these different entities are doing these small rulemakings that all kind of have to do with air quality. And by law, we're supposed to be looking at cumulative impacts, but it doesn't seem like anybody is. When the Colorado Oil and Gas Commission approves oil and gas permitting for Adams County, they don't talk about the impacts that Suncor is already putting into the atmosphere, but they should be. And there's the Cherokee plant. Who's looking at the sum total and protecting people? Somebody should. And I think that everything is so piecemeal, no one's got their head around the big picture.
Adams County Commissioner Steve Odorizio says the only way for something to get done is for state and local governments to work together.
Suncor currently has two water permits pending right now. Air quality Title V permit pending right now.
Suncor's Title V permit outlines how many dangerous emissions Suncor can release, including cancer-causing volatile organic compounds, or VOCs, nitrogen oxide, and hydrogen cyanide. The nitrogen oxide and VOCs combined create ozone, which is the chemical compound that air quality experts have warned about for years. The new Title V permit would allow Suncor to release even more of all of these pollutants into the atmosphere, says Odorizio.
These are opportunities for us to try to stop the problem from getting any worse by imposing and requirements, asking for the government to help us impose requirements to stop and reduce the pollution that's happening. And then only then can we go to the next stage, which is to restore. And that's where we got to restore and rehabilitate our ecosystems and do the cleanups that need to be done.
In May, the State Air Quality Board held listening sessions with the community to discuss renewing Suncor's Title V permit. Again, Kate Christensen of 350 Colorado.
I mean, they had residents coming forward and talking about their family members dying of cancer, themselves getting cancer. You know, 10-year-old boys with asthma were talking about how awful it is to go out and play.
Despite the community protest after the listening session, the State Air Quality Board announced that the state would likely approve the permit. As of now, Suncor is still waiting. But Christensen says if Coloradans want to do something about climate change, they need to change the playbook.
Someone's got to be brave. We're in a crisis. Someone has to be brave and say, no, this is done. You're done.
In the meantime, Suncor continues to operate under the expired Title V permit. Christensen says if the state does approve Suncor's Title V permit, it will go to the Environmental Protection Agency, at which point advocates will have another chance to protest. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.